Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, this week we come to one of the most memorable events in the book of Acts. It's what happened when Paul and Silas were thrown into jail at Philippi. Last week we saw what led up to that when they had exorcised a demon spirit out of the slave girl, and this slave girl was being used by her masters for profit because as long as she had that demon spirit, she could fortune tell. She could tell the future of some of the other people in town who would come to her for that purpose, and they were willing to pay money to hear their future told. But when Paul exorcised that demon from the slave girl, she was no longer able to do that, and those men lost their ability to make profit. And so they were really angry about that, and they dragged Paul and Silas to the authorities, and they told lies about them and had them beaten. The magistrates, the authorities there, had Paul and Silas beaten with rods, severe beating, and then thrown into jail and their feet locked in stocks. And of course, that was a very, very uncomfortable position, especially after having been beaten, to be locked in the inner prison like that, the inner jail, in a very uncomfortable position. Well, how would Paul and Silas respond to this treatment? Well, if you know the story, and I'm sure most of you do, they responded a lot better than most of us would, don't you think? What happened while they were there at that jail in Philippi is one of the most remarkable accounts in the Scripture of how God intervenes and how God works to accomplish His eternal purposes in the lives of His children, of His servants, and also how He works to bring salvation to His elect. And part of this text includes one of the greatest questions asked in the Bible, and one of the greatest questions anyone could ever ask. It was the question the jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" Can you think of any more important question than that? That's the question, really, on which the eternal destiny of every soul hinges. If you answer that question correctly, you'll spend eternity in heaven with God. And if you answer it incorrectly, you'll spend eternity in hell, the place God has prepared for the devil and his demons and all those who never come to a saving relationship and a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I want to ask you, do you know the right answer to that question, the biblical answer? Well, we're going to look carefully at this true historical account in the book of Acts, and we're going to organize our thoughts around this theme, Lives of Worship and Witness. That will be our title tomorrow, Lives of Worship and Witness. And in many ways, that sums up what our lives as Christians are to be all about, worship and witness. And so we'll see that in our text tomorrow, and I hope you'll be there to hear the message. I think the Lord has a lot for us in this text that will help us and encourage us. And if you're not a member of Grace, we want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow. If you don't have a church home already, and if you're looking for a place to go to church tomorrow, we would invite you to come be with us. You'll find our church to be a very warm, very friendly, very welcoming church. We have people who love the Lord. They love one another. They love God's Word, and they will love you too if you will come and be with us. If you need more information about the church, where we meet, what times we meet, what we believe, and other information about the church, you can find that elsewhere on this page where you're listening to this podcast right now, Sermon Audio, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. And if for some reason you're not able to be with us tomorrow in the worship service, the sermon will be available on this site, Sermon Audio, by noon on Monday. And I would encourage you to log in and listen, not because I'm the preacher, that's the least of it, but because it's the Word of God. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great Saturday. Remember to pray for our time together tomorrow. Pray for the Sunday school hour, for our teachers. Pray for the worship service, and especially for the preaching. And also remember to invite someone or several someones to meet you at Grace tomorrow. And I sure hope to see you there. And I hope you'll join us back here again next Saturday for another edition of Let's Open God's Word.
We shall learn.